From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. Coming up, the security firm Blackwater USA faces an uncertain future in Iraq after local authorities link its employees to a deadly shooting there yesterday. First, though, President Bush today nominated former federal judge Michael Mukasey as the next attorney general.
Judge Mukasey is clear-eyed about the threat our nation faces. As a judge and a private lawyer, he's written on matters of constitutional law and national security. He knows what it takes to fight this war effectively, and he knows how to do it in a manner that is consistent with our laws and our Constitution.
In accepting the nomination, Judge Mukasey had these remarks.
The department faces challenges vastly different from those it faced when I was an assistant U.S. attorney 35 years ago. But the principles that guide the department remain the same.
Joining us now is Emily Bazelon. She is a senior editor at the online magazine Slate, and she has closely followed the career and rulings of Judge Mukasey. Emily, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thanks very much.
Tell us more about the president's nominee.
Judge Mukasey was a federal district court judge for 20 years in New York, including time as the chief judge of the Southern District of New York. And he is best known for being the presiding judge at the trial of Sheikh Omar Abdelrahman, who was one of the terrorists convicted for his role in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Judge Mukasey is also one of the judges who handled the case of Jose Padilla, another convicted terrorist, in the preliminary stages before Padilla went to trial.
And talk about that, because he has said conflicting things and had a different ruling when it came to Padilla.
Well, in 2002, Mukasey issued a strong ruling in favor of the government, saying that President Bush has the inherent power as commander-in-chief to hold someone as an enemy combatant. And that was the case even though Padilla was an American citizen picked up on U.S. soil. So that was a very strong executive power ruling. But then a year later, the government was arguing that Padilla should not be allowed to meet with his lawyer, that it was going to mess up the government's attempts to interrogate him. They were trying to build his trust, and he couldn't have any access to anyone outside of his interrogators. And Judge Mukasey rejected that. He said that Padilla had a constitutional right of due process to see his counsel.
And so that has made him what's been called, at least in the press, as a consensus candidate. In fact, New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer released a statement today saying he supports Mukasey and that Mukasey, quote, seems to be the kind of nominee who would put rule of law first and show independence from the White House. So does he face any serious objections on the part of Democrats?
I don't think he will face serious objections, but it's an interesting record. I mean, on the one hand, you have him upholding this basic constitutional right, and on the other hand, you have him really going for a fairly extreme notion of the president's power. And that vision of executive power comes up in a recent essay that Mukasey wrote for the Wall Street Journal, in which he talked about scrapping the federal courts as the place to try terrorists, and even getting rid of Supreme Court jurisdiction over these cases and creating a whole different legal regime for trying them. It's a pretty dramatic set of views.
And I've read that he's not too keen on granting the detainees at Guantanamo habeas corpus rights.
No, he made it clear in this essay that he thinks it would be a mistake for the Supreme Court to rule in their favor in a case for this upcoming term.
So how would Mukasey be different from outgoing Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez?
Well, Alberto Gonzalez really had no credibility when he left office. He was seen as a shill of the White House and as having let the department just dissolve into this partisan shambles. And Mukasey has a great stellar reputation as this tough, fair-minded guy. He's not going to come in and roll over for anybody. So he'll come in with a lot of independence. Now, whether he'll really change the administration and rein in its views of executive power, I think, is a different question.
And another interesting detail, I think, is that he used to work for Rudy Giuliani when Rudy Giuliani was assistant U.S. attorney.
Right. And he's clearly aligned himself. You know, now that he's not on the bench, he can take political positions. And he has is publicly supporting Giuliani's campaign.
Slate.com senior editor Emily Bazelon. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks very much.